I want to welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. Our focus, at least once a month, is the subject of body balance. How, and more so than just the product that we have called body balance, our incredible shake, that if used properly, should get your body into the shape that God intended it. So that's our focus for today. And with me on the host line, well, we have Ruth Williams that should be joining us if they can get the kinks worked out. And then Jim Curry, who, my goodness, has going when it comes to the whole topic of the lifestyle program and body balance goes way back to, oh my goodness, about 8 years now. Jim and his wife Linda were part of the first guinea pig group. I think that's what Mom called you guys. And taking the subject of our physical bodies, I'm going beyond. Most people look at a healthy body and say, "Well, you know, I used to have fibromyalgia, and as a result of Nikan, I don't." Or I used to be dealing with, you know, stiffness in my joints, and I don't. That's basically what you know, the bulk of Nikan's products are known for. However, I think we're really missing something when we forget how powerful the nutritional element is. And when I say nutrition, I'm also including the water. And so, Jim and Ruth, feel free to interact at any point here. But Jim, let's go back to, and let's focus on just, You put out an email a few weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, to your people, just encouraging them on the subject of autoship, and you mentioned a couple of the medical community on what they all come together. But let's talk about what the nutritional products have done for you. And you're at your, well, let's just say you're not in your 20s anymore, for the record, and Where is it at for you?
Well, first of all, Vance, I'd like to say that we are connectors, and that is true of our products, especially the nutritionals. We don't have to be experts, which I'm not. Just know someone that is.
So give us as a for example.
Let me finish my little,
okay,
my little essay here. Anyway, I have two nutritional gurus, I'll call them, and they are Shar Rogers, who is my upline leader, and Elaine Connolly, who is a crossline team member, and they help guide me when I have questions, and I trust the information they share with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing was that as Elaine said, first you have to establish a basic immune system. And that's very easy with our nutritionals.
Mm-hmm. And Elaine has shared a few weeks back on what the nutritionals have done for her coming out of dealing with cancer. And I know that's a big, you know, big deal when you throw out the C word there. However, she is pretty strong, and coming from the nursing industry, on what the nutritional products have done in her whole recovery process and then beyond. Jim, personally, for you and Linda, you guys have been on the Nikan Nutritionals. I know you, being part of the Rogers family, we were not educated by, well, I should say, my grandparents' generation and your parents, the concept of meat and potatoes was the staple. And nutritional supplementation was not part of the daily routine or the regimen. And I know for you, it's been a journey of personal discovery. And where are you guys at today?
Well, it's excellent, because I would say in the last 10 years, through advice and use of the nutritionals, I haven't been sick, period. you say. We're a product of the product.
Mm-hmm.
Also, other people notice that. You maintain a body balance. You're active. People, you know, they wonder, because most people, they have, they're sick sometimes, or something that the nutritional is really well. But if you're fairly healthy, you can turn your body around and just be an active member of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we both know that's a big part in your life and my life too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because you mentioned that yesterday at one of the stores when I was checking out. The poor gal in front of me got a earful from the cashier because the cashier, I think she had asked, the customer had asked the clerk there why she was wearing the different wrist bracelets. And she just went on and said, you know, this is going back for months now. I just keep spranging and breaking my left arm, and I've tried everything and nothing is working. My bones just are not healing like they used to. And that was the statement that when she finished and literally hurried out the door, because I think she was tired of hearing this woman complain, I looked at her and I said, your bones aren't healing the way they used to, eh? And she said, yeah. And I said, are you open to actually changing that, or do you really want something to talk about for the rest of your life? I figured, what have I got to lose, right? I pulled out a card. And I handed it to her, and I said, if you're really serious and you want to change, I got something that I think would blow your mind. And I said, it's documented, it's proven, I could connect you with dozens of people who have just had wonderful, wonderful results. And she looked at me and said, well, what is it? And I said, well, when you're ready, you've got the information, the ball's in your court. You know, and I think I'm getting so tired of so many in our culture playing the role of the victim because they have trusted, which I know we should, but trusted the medical community for so long and these big pharmaceutical companies who say they've got the answer when really they're just band-aiding the problem and nutritionally we can address this. And I keep finding that the more and more people that we get connected onto nutritional, and I kept thinking about this the past few weeks that, you know, the late Dr. Moskos always, with his people, with the people he introduced to Niken, always stressed getting on the water and the nutritionals. 2 weeks was his recommendation before he ever introduced them to any of the other products. And his reasoning was because the benefits, the results were so much greater when we start to line up the from the cellular state, from the inside, to get the body into the right condition to really maximize the benefits of our nutritional products. Jim, you've had, again, during your journey, prior to Niken, you weren't much of a water drinker.
Well, it depends upon what you added to it.
And you did, and for the record, you did celebrate 20 years.
Right.
Just a few months ago of being dry and sober, so congratulations on that one. What did you drink besides water, or what you were adding to it?
Well, this is something that we talked about the other day, and you shared with me. You're getting to the age now that just running around your property isn't exercise enough. So to maintain a healthy lifestyle, you started somewhat of a healthy routine,
mm-hmm.
lifestyle routine. And it doesn't have to be that you're running marathons or anything. You just have to get out and walk or use the treadmill, whatever. But it's an exercise, and your body needs it.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes right along with the body balance, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, in a little bit here and there, it, again, as you said, we don't have to go out and run marathons. However, finding something, and for me, it was just strap jumping on the cardio strides a few times a week and picking 3 days that I know I can do it, and jumping on the treadmill. We all have a piece of exercise equipment that's not being used for its intended purpose. A lot of us, it becomes a great addition to the ironing board for hanging more clothes on, whether it be a stationary bike or whatever. And you know, just simply getting on it for a few minutes. It doesn't have to be an intense workout. You know, we live pretty much sedentary lives. If we'll cut back on the, you know, the amount of food, I'm a firm believer, and I've said this before, that if we eat less and move more, it's amazing how much we can trim back. On the subject of water, I'm going to read something that was emailed to me by my folks who are up at Parkview Adventist Medical Center in Brunswick, Maine. And they went back and back to 2003. And actually, let me just, in 2002, Parkview started a water program which encouraged employees, visitors, and staff to drink more water. We provided employees with as many free bottles of water as they desire. We started this program because the Adventist Health message encourages the use of water for both medical purposes as well as general well-being. We did it because it was the right thing to do, not knowing if there would be any tangible benefit to the organization or not. The outcome of this program has been astounding. Employees report that they do not get as sick as often or as long. They report they have more energy. We also find that they require less medical care. The amount of dollars spent on employees who visit doctors and hospitals has declined dramatically. This program is a testament that if we do the right thing and follow the light given, that such efforts will be blessed, and blessed we have been. Here's a statistic that they came out with. NIH-funded Adventist Health study showed that drinking at least 5 glasses of water a day, just 5, and imagine what that would be like if we said 5 glasses of optimized water or Pymag water. 5 glasses of water a day can help reduce one's risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke by as much as 50%. Not only does it help to reduce the risk of these killers, it helps to rid our bodies of the toxins and other undesirables. This study confirms that the Adventist Health message is known for more than 100 years. 50% reduction of heart attack and stroke just by adding 5 glasses of water per day. So we're talking a huge benefit. One other fact that they discovered in 2004 and 2005, Parkview Adventist Medical Center saved $588,000 as a result of introducing the water program, just in their facility alone, on what was being spent on the medical program, on them having to pay out as far as people coming in, their employees taking advantage of the healthcare benefits. $500,000 was saved just by encouraging the water. Huge attribute. And I want to encourage people as well, when it comes to the consumption of water and exercise, you gotta get yourself hydrated and tanked up before you start any, even if it's just a brisk walk around the neighborhood. Our bodies cannot burn off the unnecessary fat that we're trying to get rid of if it's not hydrated. It doesn't work. The body can, you know, will instantly start burning off the muscle, and we don't want that. We've got to hydrate the unnecessary toxins to get them out of the system. That's the only way it works. So, I know we've got several other people on the line. Jim and I have had fun here dialoguing. What are some of the things that in your discovery, in your journey with Nikan, that you'd like to share with the group?
Good morning, Vance. This is Ruth.
Go ahead, Ruth.
Speaking of journeys, we were recently on a cruise with Dr. Russell Blaylock.
And tell the group who that person is.
Dr. Blaylock is a neurosurgeon turned holistic doctor, and he doesn't have very much good to say about drugs. And I'm just looking through some of my notes from his speaking and thinking we need to ask Dr. Blaylock to come and visit with us on the call.
Absolutely.
And I think with a number of callers and people attending your call that he might be interested in that.
Okay.
But I thought maybe I would just cover a couple of things that are kind of some that we've been talking to about for quite a few years. One statement he made, I don't know that this is just kind of leading from what Jim has been talking about, it's just sort of off in the left park here, but one of the things he says is almost all chronic disease is related to inflammation. That goes along with a lot of what we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so where does inflammation come? He said, common link is inflammation is related to what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
Being acidic. And so if you have inflammation, then you're going to have free radicals. And he also talked about markers. And Dr. Naidu has spoken about markers. And the inflammation leaves these markers on your body, and then you have problems from the markers. And he shared with me that in his studies, he found that using Osteodense, he did a study, and it removed the markers.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was really interesting, because if the markers are causing the free radicals and lowering your immune system, it would be interest of more people than those who just notice a bone density problem would want to be taking our Osteodense.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you use the word markers, you're talking about exactly what in the body system?
This is something that I really don't understand, except that having the inflammation and having that soreness somehow leaves a marker there that causes future problems.
Okay.
And it will continue to repeat.
It's basically in the sense of the body is tagged, or that ailment is a part of a fixture of the body, and if we continue to put the wrong things in, we're going to continue to allow that to grow and expand versus flushing it out or putting the right detoxing elements in, water and nutrition and food that is more on the alkaline side, we can neutralize and eliminate those.
Yes, he really did mention corn syrup. Sugars and corn syrups are going to give you inflammation.
Mm. You know, I picked up a, I'm a real advocate of bran muffins. I love them. I've always loved bran muffins, and I picked up a package the other day, and I just looked at it, and it was labeled carrot muffins. I thought, huh, well, this would be something different. The first ingredient was pineapple cane juice. The second ingredient was sugar. And I thought, oh, I don't think I need to go any further. I mean, they labeled it a muffin. Basically, it's a cupcake with a healthy name attached to it. You know, and we constantly fail to realize how much corn syrup, how much sugar, how much other type of sweeteners are in the foods we eat, and all that does is increase the acidity of our body, whereas we want to get it going the other direction.
So
you know,
whole
on
grain,
the,
stuff like that, or whole wheat would be better. We can look
say
at
that again? About the whole wheat? I had a comment there. But,
Ben?
Yeah, go ahead, Mom.
On the markers, it's one kind of illustration that's easy that we all know about is like repetitive motion, things that people go through that create problems in that area. Well, when you have the same patterns of things going on in your system, it does the same thing. And it's hard to get out of that situation. In fact, one of the studies that we've done in Sweden, I don't know, maybe Ruth already mentioned this because we were late getting on because we're traveling, but they found that they were carried through and affected the genes up until, I mean, as far as they studied was the great-grandchildren. And when that happened, they were coming up with the same situation. Now, the good news is you can break this.
Mm-hmm.
You can break this pattern by what you're putting into your body. And the studies are incredible. There were three issues of Time magazine that identified this information. It was done on the DNA and then on the, they call it epigenetics. And that was January of this year, January 18th, either 18th or 16th is one of the issues. The other one was before that, and I don't know where the third one was, whether it was after or before the first one. But we were able to get the article out of the one, and it was very, very interesting to see the patterns that we're creating for our great grandchildren, not just our children, our grandchildren, and going up into the. Anyway, it isn't just for us, it's for how much we care about what's happening in our families also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we had this discussion last night with Emily, our 8-year-old, who had attended a birthday party yesterday, and at dinner, over dinner, she went through and gave a whole rundown of what they consumed at the birthday party. And you know, birthday parties are fun, and there's, you know, lots of extra things that are eaten that aren't typically eaten in a given day. And when we sat down last night and really went through and discussed the amount of what was consumed, the hot chocolate, the cupcake, the candy, the list went on and on and on. I just looked at it and I said, Emily, I can tell you right now that your countenance is not what it normally is, because you're on the downward cycle of what that result, you know, that what was created in that. And I said, you know, and it's not bad. It's okay once in a while. Just want to let you know, you're not the same Emily that usually resides in this house. It was so dramatic for her. And, you know, I'm looking back at this flyer, this discovery on the water of what the Parkview Adventist Medical Center put out, and they stated, in health and sickness, pure water is one of heaven's choicest blessings. Its proper use promotes health. Drink freely, it helps to supply necessities of the system and assist nature to resist disease. One of the best ways, again, getting onto on the subject of water, one of the best and fastest ways that we can alkalize or rid the body of toxins and acidity is by increasing our water consumption. And the other fastest one that I know is to promote and utilize the jade greenzymes as often and as freely as possible. There's nothing wrong with consuming it once, twice, three times a day. I don't recommend taking it late at night, although we have people that I've talked to that, you know, they'll dump a whole package, a whole one of the little jade sticks in their mouth 8-9 o'clock at night. Doesn't even faze them. For me, that's an energy boost, and, you know, I want to go to sleep about 10:30. But huge, huge element as far as boosting the alkalinity of the body to rid off disease and sickness. I know there's a few other people on the line, so feel free to jump in and share any tips or successes that you've discovered with the nutritional products. I want to go back to Jim and just ask, Jim, you, as one who up into your, let's say your 50s, you had pretty much developed a routine, a set of habits of eating and drinking and consuming. It doesn't come overnight. And take us through Jim's daily routine now, that what you've discovered as far as your nutritionals and your water consumption that you feel gives you the edge to stay active. And like you'd mentioned, like us, you and Linda live on a hill. You don't have much flat acreage, so it's a little extra work getting up and down there. But what is it that you do? What's a daily routine look like for you, for your nutritionals and consumption of what goes in your mouth?
Well, thank you, Vince. I think that I, being just an old plumber, I have to keep it simple. Sometimes these people, they start talking about nutrition, and it kind of goes over my head a little bit. But if we get back to the basics, maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and an exercise program. That's basically what I do. And then through that, you're going to cut down on your food consumption. You're going to start making better choices. And I treat myself. And as you know, one of the big things in the life of a Rogers is ice cream. That's heaven. And I think, I would say that Denny, yourself, and myself, we've cut way back on our ice cream consumption.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real treat now when we have it.
Mm-hmm.
Just cutting back on the consumption, making right choices.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is why we're connectors, and sometimes this nutritional information kind of goes over our head a little bit, but we've got some people, some gurus out there that we trust, and we call them and we ask them for advice,
mm-hmm.
and they give us good advice and we follow it,
mm-hmm.
and we learn from that.
Yeah, you know, in those, when you say cutting back, it's those small tweaks. Just saying, okay, you know, I don't like the way I feel after I consume that, so maybe I should just cut that out entirely, or at least cut it back severely. And it really comes down to choices. And the more I'm out in public, the more disgusted I get, because I see choices that people are making. Even sitting next to somebody at the Denver airport, a young gentleman who had his bag full of, I'll just call it junk, call it what it is, from McDonald's. And I actually got up and moved because the stench of the grease was so just disgusting. I can't sit there.
And
as one who hasn't stepped foot in a McDonald's in over 6 years, I have that choice. I don't have to sit next to that person. Not, you know, by law. It is my choice. But when you start making these small choices and these, you know, these little tweaks, just saying, okay, you know, I can do that. You know, it's like a person come the end of the year making New Year's resolutions, but here we are now into April, and making little changes will greatly increase our ability to go into the summer and actually enjoy this summer. Now, I know if you are down in the South, you don't really ever go outside in the summer because it's just too bloody hot. However, the rest of the world really wants to enjoy that. And I'll never forget what Karen Hannigan shared with us about a year ago. Karen is a nutritional microscopist, and she said, you know, if you want to start to deacidify or increase the alkalinity in the body, the easiest way to do that is start cutting out the meat, you know. And in this order, she said, avoid the pork, and behind that is the beef, and then the chicken, and then the fish. If at all possible, more fish and more chicken will do you better. But even that, she said, that's where the acidity is coming from. There are very few, if any, things that you can pick out of the field that we can grow, vegetables or fruit, that are going to increase the body's acidity. And
Matt, you want a statistic to go with the ice cream that might help?
Absolutely.
I firmly believe that education and the lack of it causes poor health, and good education increases our health immensely. On the ice cream subject, it can increase your risk of prostate cancer by 400%. So I'm just standing here looking at the two men with me, and after hearing Dr. Howe at Parkview deliver the statistics behind it, not quite as high for women because it just works differently, and on breast cancer. But it's not a difficult decision to find an alternative for that, and there's wonderful alternatives when you do a little searching for these things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Vance?
Yes?
This is Cindy. While she's talking about statistics, it reminds me, and small life changes and everything, I read this and I was so impacted. I thought, this is so going to change me. I wasn't ever a big pop drinker, but maybe one or two a day. Mm-hmm. And here I read one carbonated cola a day in a year reduces the bone density of a woman by 10%.
Ouch.
Now that is truly a huge thing, you know. And I never, I was a fairly good water drinker, and every time I went to give blood or they took blood just for routine tests, poke, 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 they'd be three or four times trying to get me, and giving blood, it was like, ooh, the loser gets her, because they told me I have small beans that roll, and I always thought, wow, if I ever got in an accident, I would never be able to be saved because they could never get blood in me, could they? You know, but anyway, we got the water system, the countertop unit, I don't know, when we went sober. Because when we were first starting, again, everything that we gained financially, we put back into products, you know, to show people. But anyway, we got the countertop unit. And here, it never hit me till about a year later after we had it. What a coincidence. Every time I go to give blood, they pick me and poke me once. Oh, went to get my test. Oh, yeah, the blood came right out. Well, am I just getting good technicians? Well, I was never hydrated before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't that amazing that I was never hydrated until we got that water, you know?
And you said that one pop a day or one soda.
One carbonated cola.
One carbonated beverage a day increases...
Reduces your bone density by 10%.
10% bone retention.
Yeah, yeah. And I have not had pop in probably 4 years, and I could care less. I never miss it.
Mm.
And I do feel passionate about people making life changes. I feel very passionate about it because I'll be 68, and I have no trouble keeping up at my aerobic dance program I've been on for 25 years. I go to my class reunion, and I see these pitiful people. Probably three-quarters of them, talking about cancer, bypass surgery, their diabetes, having a cane, and I'm like, holy cow, my 13-year-old grandson, no credit to me, just lifestyle things, but my 13-year-old grandson, he brings his friends over and he says, I want you to feel my buff grandma's arm. He calls me his buff grandma, because I can go and do things with him that his other grandparents just, you know, can't really do. And I'm not any athlete or... you know, bodybuilder by any means. It's just, I thank God for Niken. I do. I literally thank God for Niken because I know the quality of my life would be so different had we not found it.
Mm-hmm. You know, the scary reality is I had a woman actually ask me, and this is a true story, 2 days ago. She said, as a first responder, as a volunteer firefighter, I think that's why she was asking me, but she looked and said, Vance, can you look into my eyes and tell me if I'm dying?
Oh.
And I thought, and the more we talked, I found out that she quit smoking about 21 years ago, and I said, well, I think, you know, the statistics that your body will, can recover and, you know, repair anything from damage, and I said, but your eyes look incredibly healthy. You look great. I said, trust me, I looked into the other people's eyes and they're not so good. And that's a haunting thought that kept going through my mind the last couple of days. And in reality, we can, if we will risk being a little bit more brash, a little bit more direct, as I was yesterday at the gal checking me out at the store. Do you really want to, are you open to change? Or you just want something to talk about for the rest of your life? And if we're willing to push that envelope, now I can go back to that store. I'm usually in there once or twice a month, and I didn't catch her name, but I could probably track her down, and I'll know she's not serious if I don't get an email or a phone call from her. But we can be a little bit more direct, because our responsibility, not to be obnoxious, and for some of us, asking the question what I just did would be completely obnoxious and out of kilter. But we can up it a little bit. And when we do that, when we make that choice to say, you know, I've got something here that why should I allow people around me to suffer when we have something that can make such a difference? Water is one of the biggest things that is, or the lack thereof, is the killer in our society. And if we can encourage people to cut out the pop, cut out the carbonated beverages, all they're doing is dumping acid into their body.
Excuse me, this is Mary Chong. Could I add one more thing about the carbonated beverages?
Absolutely, Molly.
Okay, on the book, Reverse Aging by Shane Huang, W-H-A-N-G, on page 112, it says if you take a glass of cocoa or beverage, carbonated beverages, you need 32 glasses of pH 10 water to dilute it.
Mm-hmm. Which is high alkaline water. So for every 12-ounce beverage of carbonated...
If you take 32 times that much of pH 10 to dilute it.
To neutralize it and to get your body back to where it was before.
Yes.
So it's huge. Yeah, and I remember reading that in that book. Again, the book is called Reverse Aging by Sam Wang. It was, it's been around for a while. And tremendous, tremendous information. So, you guys, if there's nothing else that we've learned today, the importance of water, the importance of eliminating the carbonated beverages in our lifestyle, increasing the alkalinity, more fruits and vegetables. And if you don't like fruits and vegetables, well, you're going to have to get over it because your body's screaming for it. The alkalinity in fruits and vegetables is huge. It's what our bodies need. Make a choice to start eliminating the things that you know. And once you do, once you cut them out, you'll be shocked. Absolutely shocked and amazed how much different you will feel just by starting to eliminate some of the stuff that our bodies don't need. There's a whole conspiracy in our country, in the United States, regarding our intake of dairy and our intake of meat and, you know, beef and pork, and that it's propagated to us that it's a necessity, and it is not. We've got to go the other direction. So.
Could I add also
ahead,
fresh fruit and vegetable, not canned fruit and vegetable. In elementary school, it was shown the other day, they're all canned fruit and whatever it is in the can. It is not what we're talking about.
Yeah, no. And I think I mentioned this before. My brother at a church function, his kids were asked if they wanted sugar on top of their canned peaches. And my brother looked at the person who asked this question. He said, isn't there enough syrup already on the peaches? Do they have to have sugar sprinkled on top? Just absolutely appalled. So, yeah, we're not talking about the stuff that comes out of the can. And don't go down the trail of, well, you know, real fruit and organic fruits and vegetables is so much more expensive. No, it's really not. And I've said it before, and I'll repeat it till the day I die. I learned it as a kid. My mom always said, what costs more, a pound of apples or a pound of potato chips? Do the math. And if you think you can still get a good deal on potato chips and say, well, it does cost less. No, it's going to cost you in the long run. All that extra junk that's on there, not good for the body. So I want to thank Ruth Williams, Char Rogers, Sandy Martin, Molly Chang, and especially Jim Curry for contributing to today's call. Yeah.
Can I add something, Vance?
Yes, absolutely.
That would be personal,
mm-hmm.
And that is maintaining a healthy lifestyle. We don't have to be nutritional gurus, because all we have to do is for you to remember back to your grandparents, for some of us to remember our parents when they, on Sunday, made the fried chicken cooked in lard. It was wonderful, but we've gotten away from that because Nikan has allowed us the information for good nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You start getting away from that stuff, and you start becoming more aware. And that was our whole quest to avoiding McDonald's like the plague, was when our six-year-old daughter asked the question, can we just not go there anymore? Excuse me, no, she was five at the time, actually. And McKenna asked that question, and we said, why? And she simply responded by saying, I just don't like the way I feel when I eat there. And other parents told us that our daughter was not normal because she did not want to go if she was staying the night with them. And they said, well, let's go to McDonald's. And she would simply, as a youngster, say, can we go someplace else? So you can call it brainwashing, calling it whatever, but it was her response to, I just don't like the way I feel afterwards. So on that note, again, thank you guys for contributing. If you've got someone that you think would benefit from hearing this call, simple www.saturdayamlive is the website, and that it will link you right into Steve Crowfoot's website, www.canbe4u.biz. The two are linked together. And if there's anything we can do on our end, never claiming to be a nutritional guru, however, I think I could probably connect you with people that are, don't hesitate to email us or call us. Our email is vsrogers995@aol.com. And if you've never joined us live and you're listening to the recording right now, we'd love to have you. The phone number is area code 218-548-1536. And the code is 1536 pound. Again, 218-548-1536. And the code is 1536 pound. Next week, we have with us on the line Elaine Shaw. She background worked and was trained with the investment firm E.F. Hutton. And since being in Niken has, well, a lot of us aspire one day to maybe hit the 60K club. Or what would it be like to aspire to hit the 100K club in 1 month, $100,000 in volume, 100,000 points. Elaine's done it, and she is, well, I could call her a guru when it comes to earning the qualifications for contests. She's been on every single cruise that I think we've organized, and she's earned those cruises and not had to pay for them because of the incentive promotion that, or the incentive package that was presented. So with Niken's convention contest right in full steam, Elaine will be with us next Saturday. And then 2 weeks from today, we're going to do part two of Dave Stoltzfus and the heart system. We learned about the 5-in, 3-out, utilizing the 3x5 cards and the names. We're going to learn the 6 simple steps to bringing somebody on board. What do we do with them when they make that decision and say, hey, I want to join? Well, Dave's reduced it down to 6 very, very simple steps, and we're going to be covering those in 2 weeks from today. And then kicking off May 1st, we're so excited about this one. Stacey Grieve, I think is how her last name is pronounced. She is the author of the book, What Are You Waiting For? And waiting spelled W-E-I-G-H-T-I-N-G. What are you waiting for? And personal discovery, her personal journey of being obese and authoring this book. And got a whole chapter in it on Niken and what the Niken products have done for her. But she'll be with us in 3 weeks' time as we kick off the month of May. That'll be the first call in May. So you guys have a wonderful, wonderful warm, hopefully it's warming up in your part of the country, April weekend. And again, if there's anything we can do on our end, don't hesitate to contact us. And until next week, have a fantastic week, and we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thanks, man.